Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries radio program. I am your host, Elder Lydia, and I bid you greetings in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I hope he is also yours on today. Amen. I want to honor the God of my salvation, honor my husband, Bishop Oliver Toma in South Africa, and I give honor to all of you. This is a series of ministry moments to encourage the people of God and those who want to get closer to God to move forward. We're taking a closer look at the book of Jonah in this series. The prophet's relationship with God is a lesson for all of us on the mercy of God and even our own attitudes. Those attitudes, that we sometimes deny. But praise God, we thank the Lord that he is merciful even in all that. But no matter where we have been or no matter what we've done, we must take a closer look at our own sin even in all that. All sin is worthy of death, and yet the Lord is merciful. Thank you, Jesus, and thank you for joining me for part three in this series, A Time to Turn 3. This is our third installment in the book of Jonah. I hope you've been joining us for the last two. If not, amen, please feel free to go and take a look at take a listen to the archives that are there. I hope you have your Bible and ready. Amen. I love this chapter. It shows just how much the Lord loves us and loves the sinner. Amen. Let's recap briefly the previous chapters. Jonah was given a commission by God to go to Nineveh and to warn them of the upcoming event. But Jonah took a detour from the command because he would rather God destroy his enemy than save them. So he ran from the face of God. What a metaphor. How does one run from the omnipresent God? Nevertheless, he boarded a ship to Tarshish, and God caused a great storm that all but destroyed everyone in the ship, including the ship itself, until Jonah was thrown overboard, where he was swallowed by a great fish that God had prepared just for him. He was there for 3 days and three nights in the belly of that fish. Jonah changed his mind during that time, and he determined to obey the Lord, recognizing that salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want to take a look at those verses at this time in chapter 3. Glory to God. Again, I hope you have your Bible. We're in the third chapter of Jonah. Amen. And it reads, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in extent. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest to the least of them. Then word came to the king of Nineveh. And he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish? Then God saw their work and that they turned from their evil way. And God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them. And he did not do it." Glory to God. I've read and you have heard from Jonah, chapter 3. Amen. So again, The Lord gave the word to Jonah to go into Nineveh and cry out to them the words that he would give to them. Praise God, he always sends warning before destruction. Amen. He always gives the opportunity to turn, and it is a time to turn. Jonah cried, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. We know that the power of God was moving in this great city because as they heard the word, they believed. Glory to God. They had heard how the God of the Hebrews moved among them, destroying great armies and bringing to nothing fortified cities. Perhaps they had heard how the Hebrews were delivered even from Egypt and the plagues that came upon their captors who would not hear the word of the Lord. But this people, Nineveh, believed, and they proclaimed a fast, putting on sackcloth from the greatest, the word says, to the least. In the Old Testament time, sackcloth and ashes was an outer sign of debasement, humility, sorrow, and repentance. Amen. Anytime they were sorrowful for the things that they had done, amen, in the presence of the Lord, or sorrowful for something that may have been happening in the midst of them, they would don sackcloth and sit in ashes and put ashes over their heads as a sign of sorrow. Glory to God. Now, when it was voiced to the king of Nineveh, the warning that Jonah had spoke, he laid aside his royal robe and put on sackcloth and in ashes. And he made a proclamation throughout the land that no one, not man nor beast, is to eat anything or drink or put anything in their mouths, not to eat or drink anything, and that all, every single inhabitant in Nineveh are to cry out mightily to God, saying, who can tell whether or not the Lord would be merciful? Who can tell whether or not he would turn away his wrath from them and not cause them to be destroyed? Glory to God for this king. Amen. And so the people of Nineveh did as they were instructed. And the Lord did see and turn his anger from them. He relented from the disaster he was about to bring upon them. No longer do we at this time use sackcloth and ashes to show an outward sign or appearance of repentance, but we do cry mightily to God, begging his pardon for our mistakes and for our sin and turning our hearts back to him so that he will heal us. Great nations have fallen because they have forgotten that God is God, attempting to replace him with some worthless, vain demigod and in doing so, forsaking their own mercy. Amen. Nineveh made the decision to put away their evil, and so they retained mercy. Glory to God. I want you to look at all of this and look at the example before us, because that's why those things were written, for our example, for our admonition, for our instruction, to warn us. Glory to God. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It is a time to turn. America, it is a time to turn. This is a very scary time in our nation, and if you choose to go blindly into the next season, destruction awaits, but there is mercy to those who choose to turn. I love that song that says, mercy came running like a prisoner set free, past all my failures to the point of my knee, when the sin that I carried was all I could see. When I couldn't find mercy, mercy came running for me. You know, that is precisely what is happening. That is what happened when Jonah was sent to Nineveh to give them that word of warning. Glory to God. Mercy came running. That warning, amen, amen, was mercy. That warning, the warnings that you're hearing right now, the preachers that are crying out right now, the wisdom that you're hearing in the street to turn right now, those are all warnings. Mercy is running. God is beckoning you to come. Come before it's too late. Come before the earthquake. Come before the waters overflow the shores. Come before your mind is overloaded. Come before your marriage is destroyed. Come for the sake of your eternal soul. Choose life. It can only be found in Jesus. Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sin, and he will give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is written in Acts 3 and 38. The Holy Ghost will dwell with you and teach you and will keep you all of your days. And then let the great nation, the great empire, the capital of the Assyrian Empire, amen, Nineveh, the city of Nineveh, let it be an example in that hour, what they did when they heard the word of the Lord. They heard, amen, the word of the Lord saying that they were going to be destroyed, saying that their nation was about to be overthrown, saying that life as they know it was going to change entirely. Amen. And they began to humble themselves in the presence of God Almighty so that they would not be destroyed. This is the day and this is the hour and it is the time to turn. O nation of God, O nation of people, O America, O all who hear me and radio land, it is a time to turn before it is everlasting too late, before tomorrow comes and your life will never be the same again. But God can change everything on your behalf. He can turn your mourning into dancing. And I mean your mourning, mourning into dancing. He can change what appears to be a dark life into total light. He can change your perception of the things that you're walking in the midst of the people that you see every day. You don't even understand who they are because you can't see them as God sees them. He will change everything. Oh, I am a witness of all the things that I say. I do not say any of these words lightly. I know that God is God. He has changed my life in ways that I could never explain to you in this short time that we have in this program. But I am beckoning you on today to turn, and then it is the time to turn. The Bible said as if you would repent, and to repent means to be godly sorrowful for your sin, to be sorry. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry that I didn't recognize you as God. I'm sorry that I didn't see that you were my Savior. I'm sorry for the sins that I've committed in your presence, and turn away from those things. That's what repentance is. It's not just being sorry, and that's why that's not the reason that God was merciful to Nineveh, not just because they were sorry. It's because they were sorry and they were turning away from the evil that they had done. So repent today and then turn away from those things. And then the Bible says to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then Acts 3 and 38, amen, that's the gift of God. He will dwell with you, teach you, and help you all of the days of your life. You will never have a time that you are alone. Even David said it, never have I ceased. He said, I was once young and now I'm old, and never have I seen the righteous forsaking or his seed begging bread. Amen. This is the position you want to be in. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but we do know that if we are in God, we are covered. We're covered from every calamity. We're covered, amen, from our enemy. We're covered, even though we do still have to go through things in life. Amen. We have a covering. We have a secret place that we can emerge into, the secret place, amen, of the Most High God. Amen. It's a time to turn today. It is a time to turn. Salvation is nigh. It is upon you. It is in the atmosphere where you're sitting even right now. Choose Jesus. Begin to call on his name. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He loves you, and he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance, and that includes you and your household. God bless you on today. God keep you. I am praying for you. I am praying that this message permeates your soul and permeates the atmosphere where you are, and that you receive Jesus right in your seat, right on your bed, right in your car, right wherever you are right now. God bless you. And be with us next week, amen, for the conclusion of A Time to Turn.